Perik Aleph Alokav Vav. The second Moed Kod. Ein Chofrim Kuchin. It's okay, my name was the one. Ein Chofrim Kuchin Ukforot Moed, Avo Mechanchin Eta Kuchin, Vosi Nivrechet Learon Ima Met Bechatzer, and Rabbi Yehuda Oser Alim Ken Yeshima Nesorim from before. As the Gemara asked today, Yerushalmi also asks, what exactly is the meaning of Ezel Chinuch Kvorot? What exactly would be meant by Chinuch that we're being matur over here? It says, Rabbi Yossi ben Uroi, Sado Besid, you can take a existing kever and you can coat it with lime, and that it should be stronger. Ruchi Stomer, Moya Aroch Mikatso. So if it was too deep, you could make it, you could throw, put stones in the back. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer, you can ma'arich bo mitzad echad, and marchiv bo mitzad echad. So you can't go to evenly on both sides, you can't hew it out. Because then it looks like you're making a kever milachatchila. But if you need to add additional space on one side, that you can do. Tony Rabbi here. Marichbo, marchivbo, I don't care, it's mitzadechad, b'mishneit study, there's no chashash, you can do it even on both sides. Vosi nivrechet b'moeh, the next thing the Mishnah says is that you can make a nivrechet. What is a nivrechet? It's a bikia. Kol shuhu toshav nikra bikia. Anything which is there for a while, like a toshav, a ger v'toshav, so that it's only for a rare overflow, that's called a bikia. And that's the usage that we had of the barbakia, the overflow ditch, but it's not really a nivrechet that's meant to be nivrechet kofsim on a permanent basis. The aronim amet b'chatzer, the next thing the Mishnah says, hadadat amar, when you're saying over here that you cannot make an aron if the mate is not in b'chatzer, that's dafka, as Tosis we discussed today, b'metche number four son. So since not everyone knows that there's a mate there, so you can't make an aron somewhere else because there's a problem in Marasai, and people will say that you're working during Kolomayit. But where everybody knows, the mate from a Fursam, say, well, who's going to be chayshish that you're doing something other than a tzarchei mate? Mate from a Fursam, osim lo aron, afil b'shuk. Because everybody understands that you're working for the famous nifter. Kadomach Rabbi Chananya, Chavin the Rabbonin. When Rabbi Chanino was called the Chover of the Rabbanan, he was nifted during Chalamayit. Abdina le'aron b'shuk, and they made an aron davka in the shuk because he was some before some. They wanted to show they weren't makpid to make it tzina. A kol modin, even the Chachamim would say it's mutter to make lumber for the aron. They're made shlo yikotz lo arazim. You can't go all the way back and start cutting down the trees. Not ad kedei kach. It's like if you have already wood, now you need to cut it into lumber, fine, that you can do. Tikavate lo yachtsov lo avanim, and an equivalent case would be, if you don't have avanim, so then you're not allowed to hew it out from the mountainside, that would be the equivalent to cutting down the tree. On the other hand, hayu chatsavot, if the raw stone was hewed, and now you need to smooth it, that's the equivalent of creating the lumber. So that you can do according to the Rabbanan. Taf looked at the Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbanan, that would be included in the same Machlok. So it's according to Rabbi Yehuda who says that you can't make the Nisarim, so then you can't smooth down the stone either. According to Chachamim, you can make the Nisarim, so then you can also smooth down the stone. In the event that you wouldn't be able to do these things, so in Achinami, you would have to be kaver directly at the karka if you can't do what's necessary to build. The Ein Nosim Nashim, that's Halacha Zayin. Ein Nosim Nashim B'moed, Lo Betulot, V'lo Amanot, V'lo Miyabnim, V'deshisim Chayimot. Ava Machazir Grushato, V'yosa Isha Takshiteh B'moed, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Isha Lo Tisot, V'pnei Sheni Vuhula. So Shimon Bar Bab, the Shimon of Yochanan, this is another case where we're bringing now a sugya from elsewhere, and you're expected to know it, so this is a sugya that appears both in the Yerushalmi elsewhere, appears in Gittin over here. We have our sugya from the Bavli, that is this sugya. Mipnei bitul piri v'rivya. What is the reason that you can't marry b'moed? It's because we're afraid people will put off the time of the wedding, that he should be off from work anyway, and he should make exodus anyway. And because of that, in between, you're going to be mevatul piri v'rivya. So, born kamei Reb Yosef. They asked Reb Yosef, ha'evet, ma'oshi yisa b'moed. Maybe evet knani. Can he take a shivcha knanis during the time of the moed? Do we say an eved is not chayiv in piri v'rivya because only chayiv in mitzvahs shayisha chayiv esba? So what's the problem if he puts off the marriage? If the svara is they beat up piri v'rivya, so then he should be able to put off.
It's called marriage. Mm-hmm. It's not simply an adult assignment.
When you're thinking about the Eved Ivri, then he's Oved as Rabbah at night.
That's why I thought it was going to be Eved Ivri, but
that's not what you thought. You didn't think. But this is a case of an Eved. This is what he can do. This is the most that he can do. Over there, it's his work. It's not his wife. Over here, this is his wife. This is the Darg of an Eved. This is his marriage. I mean, he's a Jew on that level, so there's elements of simple.
To the Knanis.
Only a Knanis. Who else can he marry?
Because
he can only marry a Shifcha.
Because she. And she has the name.
Of an Isha.
So the Mice and the Levites, two Jews marrying each other.
Right, even without a Chiev of Piri of Arivia. But there is the Chiev of Loiso of Arav. Are we mocked on that? We're saying a bitul of Sayu? We're putting it off, or is it dafka din in Piri v'Rivya? That's the question. Omar lanta, Rabbi Yosef said, I'll bring you right. Nishmina minada. We can learn it from the following. The correct gear says as follows. Misha ketcha eved v'ketcha ben kari. So, the famous sugya with Shammai Beisilo. Libatera lo nivra alamala Piri v'Rivya. So Beisilo holds that originally held that Oivetis Rabbi, Chetzi Evet, Chetzi Betcher, and Oivetis Rabbi, Yom Echad is Atzvi Yom Echad, which Beit Shammai said, you know, very nice, Tikantem is Rabbi, Atzvi Lo Tikantem, what's he supposed to do? Lisa Shivcha and Yochel, Baschor and Yochel, Yivatel, Alol and Yivel, Piri Verivia, Shenemar, Lo Sovara, Lo Shevet Yitzora, right? Elon, Yibnei, Tikad, Elon, Kaifin, it's Rabbi, it's a bit hard, et cetera, et cetera. It says over there. So, since Beit Shammai is tied into Beit Sil, which Beit Sil ultimately agrees to, is that it says, Loinibra, Elon, a period of Arivia, Shanemar, Lo So of Ra'ala, Shevet Yitzara. So you see that even though you don't have a chi of a period of Arivia, because what's your taina? Es atzmalotikantem. Libatel, yeah, why not? I don't have a mitzvah period of Arivia. Why can I not be mitbatel? And you see, nobody even argues that. It's a dover poshet. That's considered to be a chiyav that we have to deal with. And you see from there, hada amra, sheva mitzvah piri v'rivya. That shows you not, I mean, it doesn't mean literally that it's mitzvah piri, but in other words, the piri v'rivya, which is a chiyav of sheva, it's daimet, and the mitzvah piri v'rivya, is chayava. And that itself is the most important component of the argument.
All goyim have that mitzvah?
Yeah. You can't say it's a chiyuv, but it would be an Indian of the Shemites. Rom Reb Shimon Bar Ba, B'Shem Reb Yochan, Kol Shuhu Mitzvah Piri V'Rivya, Asur Lo Lisa Isha V'Moi. So, if there is an issue of Piri V'Rivya, so then you can't get married during your Chol HaMoed, because that's the issue, which means that everybody shouldn't be able to do it. Rabbi Elon, Rabbi Loza, B'Shem, Rabbi Chananya says, no, that's not the reason. The reason is Hashem Shin Marvim Simch B'Simcha. So, Rabbi Lo Shama Lamin Hada, this is actually tomorrow's Sugya, but okay. Ki Chanukat HaMizbeach Asu Shivat Yamin, V'Achad Shivat Yamin. L'maisa, why didn't Shlomo HaMelech learn it out? Do the simcha rather on the same 7 days. Instead, he had 7 days of Yantav and 7 days of the Chanukah Amigdash, right? 14 days. The Shivas Yom, Shivas Yomim, Arba Asra Yom. By the Chanukah Samizbeach of Shlomo HaMelech. Well, it was over Sukkot, but there were another 7 days for the Chanukah Samizbeach, and he put them together. Right? So why did Shlomo put it together? So it must be because Amarvim Simcha B'Simcha. This Gemara is brought. This Rai is brought by our Gemara tomorrow. It's really continuing. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. So Rabbi Law learns it out from there. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha learns it out Mihada from another pasuk, because it says that Lovan tells Yaakov Malei Shavuazos. Why didn't he make Leah V'Rachel the same? He could. I mean, certainly Lavan would have figured out ways to save money. I mean, he could have made Sheva Brachos. He could have made the two of them Sheva Brachos in the same week. Even Lavan could make Sheva Brachos in the same week. It must be Amar B'Simcha B'Simcha. They already had a Kabbalah. Otherwise, why wouldn't he have done such a thing? Beautiful time. Rabbi Avu B'Shem Rabbi Lazar. It says the reason that Ein Nesiv Nashim Memeyah is neither of the above. It's Rivnei HaTorah. Since you're so busy, and the whole point of Chol HaMoed is we don't do Tirucha B'Moed. So therefore, the Mishnah saying, as Tosfos explained, Simcha Yilo, since it's such a big Simcha, he's going to go to Big Tirucha, and the Tirucha is also B'Moed. Tony, Avam Mitkaveinu V'Nosei Me'erav HaRegel. Even though you can't do it b'regel, he could do it b'erev haregel, even though the Sheva Brachos are going to turn out to be b'regel. So, let out a pliga Rebbe Chananya. Again, the Gemara wants to go through, why isn't this, I mean, Chananya holds the Veimar Mesimcha B'Simcha, why isn't this argued on him? So it doesn't. Okay, why doesn't it? That we know from the Bible. It doesn't, because we said Iker Simcha is Yom Echad. So the rest of the days is not a problem of being ma'arav simcha b'simcha. If you do it b'erev haregel, how about Rabbi Yochanan, who holds the svar is because of bitul piri of Ariv, yeah? It's also less had a polygal Rabbi Yochanan, because again, as we explained today in the Bavli, small window of erev haregel, a guy's not going to take a chance on putting up a wedding for him. Something goes wrong. I mean, what's going to happen? He's going to have to wait 7 days. All his preparations are going to go to waste. He's not going to be able to make the chasana tonight. And Afil Rabbi Lazar, even if the svar is Ne'atircha, even that, this is no stira. Because the ikar thing is the chasn itself. As Amar Ebo, it's alat kalata nafkat tirchuta. The saying goes, the kala is brought to the chuppah, the tircha goes out of the house. Meaning, the whole problem has been to finally get this girl and deliver up to the chuppah. Once it's over, the heck with everything else. That is, now that it's done, it's done. That's like the Rav Moshe's tznoyim. You know, it's the gears over there is, v'lo nish'ar ki im she'isa. But that we're still waiting for. We still got a shtar on that, even though it's only 10 minutes away. We have to get her into the chuppah. Well, even when she's in the chuppah, so nafka tirchuta. That's the end of the tircha. Cute saying. Yeah. So in other words, you can let your breath out. We were saying now you can release your breath. Now the Mishnah continues on to say, "Ava magziru et grushato." You are allowed to remarry the same woman. Why is this? That's considered to be not a problem because it's not such a simcha. It's not a. I mean, that we see in the Torah, right? From the inyonim of the tzava, going back to the tzava. What's considered to be an isha chadasha?
Is there a
suitor with that? Yeah. So how did that time have been an isuin? We say that over here, a grusha is not considered to be a new woman. That's dafka if they had actually been married. But if they had been mevatel and erisin, that's not considered to be mauser gushasay. So that's dafke shadirshan and is to have him an erisin also, because over there, since he had never consummated the marriage, so it's as if it's a new wife. V'yosay shatach shiteh b'moed, the next thing in the Mishnah. What are we referring to? Elohim tachshiteh shan. The following things are, which again is tomorrow's Gemara and the Bavli, she could be godelet, which means she can make a braid in her hair. Bikochelet, to do her eyes. Pokeset, which is to do her hair up, but not in a braid, but to make a part in the hair, mostly. And notelet et sarah, vetziponea, maveret, kli cheres al panea to take care of any hair growth. Yeah. Amr of Yudin, avuid Rabbi Matanyahu, when it says al paneha, it doesn't mean on her face. It's just the lashon naki. It actually means to remove genital hair. So it's talking about kli cheres over there. It means that she can basically shave her body hair. And Mishnah wanted to use a nicer language. And the Rabbi Yudaimer, lo tasud mipnei shein nivula, says the Mishnah, shein amuroin, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Chananya and Rabbi Monachad Amar. We're talking about over here, besid, shuhu matrato betoch hamoy nechloko, that the machlokas between Rabbi Yudah and the Tanakama is talking over here where you're going to be taking off the seed during Yanta. So the Tanakama holds that since Lamaisa, you're going to end up with the Simcha during the Mayat, because you're going to remove the seed, and at that point it's nice. And Rabbi Yudah holds that Afal Piken, at the time that you're putting it on, it's disgusting. But seed, Shumataratoli, Acharamoid, for sure, it's to do now a seeding, which is only now you're going to remove after the Mayat, of course it's Aser. Because then you don't get any pleasure from it during the Moed. How can you call that a Tzarech HaMoed? Was the other Mandiyomer, the other Amira says that the Machlokes, on the contrary, is Pesichu Matarato Liachar HaMoed. Over there you have a Machlokes. The Tanakama holds that Lamaisa doing this is a Simcha for her, because she knows that she's preparing herself to look beautiful. So even though right now she doesn't look beautiful, but it's part of the fun of preparing oneself, so even Liachar HaMoed. Whereas Rabbi Yudah says, Lamaisa, you're supposed to have the joy during the Moed itself. But if it would be talking about Besich or Matarato, B'toch HaMoed, what would be the Shaila? For sure, even the Rabbanan would be Mutter. So even according to Rabbi Yudah would be Mutter. But we don't know which one of the Amarim said what. Tzchad v'chad. But Lo Yadin, Mano Meda, Mano Meda. Was not quoted to me. Who was the Mandiyomer who said the Machlokas is Liach, and who was the Mandiyomer who said the Machlokas is Kimataratol? But, min Mandiyomer, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yosef, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yudah Kedayite, we can derive from what Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yosef, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yudah, that says in our Mishnah, Asur, Lasud is Lashitase, that namely, in what way is it Lashitase? That Kamad, Rabbi Yudah, Amra Taman, just like Rabbi Yudah says in Avodah Zarah, that Tzarat Sha'a Tzara, so that 3 days, he says, over there before Exodus, you're not allowed to do business with them, and you're not allowed to do anything, you know, to lend them things or so on, or to pay up debt and all of these things, because they'll be made of the Avodah Zarah. So over there, Rabbi Yudah says that you're allowed to collect a debt, because he's miserable about collecting a debt, where the Chachamim say, no, even collecting the debt is aser. Why? The Lashon Gemara of there is afu shumetzer achshav sameach uliachar zman. That since lemaisa, the guy feels relief in having gotten a debt off of his neck, so in the end he'll be meido mishabeach to his avodah zarah. By the time the holiday comes around, he'll be feeling like a mensch, that he doesn't have the problem of the Jew collector coming around. So he will end up being made. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Sameach Lachar Zman is not the issue, since Bishas Vaisa, yes, sir. So this would be the same issue over here. Sameach Lachar Zman is not the Maisa. So Kenu Oimer Hocha, Nivul Shah, Nivul. So same way he's saying over there, the Tsar of a Shah is a Tsar. So too over here he's saying the nevel of a sha'a is a nevel. So that even though after you take off the seed, it will be a simcha, and even if that simcha would be b'mayit, it would be a simcha, nonetheless, b'shas, the seed, it's a nevel. So that means that even if it's b'teich ha'mayit simcha, he would have asked it. So that shows you, habidu omar, that brings you to the conclusion that it's Rabbi Chanina who holds that the Machlokes Rabbi Yudah Chachamim is where you're taking off the seed even during the Moed, right? So Havei Yodu Amar Besitchi Matarato B'Toch HaMoed Nechluku Besitchu Matarato L'Acha Moed Divrei Kol Aser, because that's the whole point of Rabbi Yudah. He's saying he's going to Shitasa, What's nafka mina? Whether you're going to be mesameach b'mayit. Right now you're being mitzayer b'mayit. Because otherwise it isn't nogea your current tsar. It's a whole different issue. The issue would have been, does the simcha that you ultimately have to be b'mayit, or can it be even la'achra b'mayit? If he's telling me that this is Rabbi Yehuda Shitase, that it's going according to the moment, so then that means that machlok is even though I'm matter b'mayit. That proves it. QED. So, actually, wait, well, yeah, but this is not tomorrow's going to work.